from the heart of the Klamath Basin, you are listening to 102.7 FM with JJJG, the Boss.
Your favorites all day long, all night long on KTNT 102.7 FM, Late Night with JG the Boss and Charlie TNT. Yeah, it's about 15 minutes after the hour here on a Sunday night. We're going to be from 6 p.m. all the way up to midnight, so stand by for that as we have some great tunes lined up for you, okay? But I have a few things to say along the way, don't we, Charlie?
Yes, we do, indeed.
Yes, we do, indeed. You know, there's two things you will never have to chase. One, true friends. Two, true love. Can you believe that? But also, you know, there's a little situation. I guess now the city has decided to put the jet in the park along with the county. So the city and the county are... They're going to celebrate a jet in Vets Park. Can you believe it? While homeless vets have no housing. I find that very interesting priorities, don't you think? Oh, yeah. So why is the city of County of Klamath Falls putting the jet in Vets Park when there are vets on the streets with no housing? Why? Did they approve this on the agendas that I missed because I was busy doing my own events, okay? At Commons Park, okay? Which, hey, it was okay. It could have been better. Met a few people along the way that came throughout the day. No big crowds or anything, but hey, that's the way it is sometimes. You work hard at something and, hey, you never give up and you never quit. I know I don't. Do you? Because that's not how things get done. They get done because you keep moving forward. Just like with the city now and the county. Okay, you know, politics is not, you know, it's not personal. They carry the weight of being these particular elected officials, and through that they have to take the heat. I mean, I they're friends or whatever else, but hey, politics is politics. Or as they say, politics is local. Anyway, that's the way it be here on 102.7 FM as we continue with more of today's hits and yesterday's favorites. One great song after another. Classic rock the way you like it with JG the Boss. Late Night coming soon in May. Don't know the location yet. It's TBA because we're Ross Ragland's just a little bit too expensive. But anyway, we will find a theater. And we will have Late Night with JG the Boss, as well as all the other performers on stage, whatever stage that happens to be. So anyway, continuing right now, the poor side of town on 102.7 FM, TNT with JG the Boss and Charlie.
From the heart of the Klamath Basin, you are listening to 102.7 FM with JJJG, the Boss.
The place for long sets of your favorites. Klamath Falls, Oregon, KTNT 102.7 FM. Late Night with JJ the Boss and Charlie TNT.
From the heart of the Klamath Basin, you are listening to 102.7 FM with JJJG, the Boss.
Long sets of your favorites on KTNT 102.7 FM TNT. Late Night with JG the Boss and Charlie. Yeah, TNT. What's going on, Charlie?
Yeah, I kind of noticed that they have that jet in the park now. It's on a trailer getting ready to be put on that hole they dug in the slab on the amphitheater. Not a good idea without federal permission first and the environmental impact. But hey, they can go ahead and do it, but they're going to have to dig it up and remove it if the environmental impact doesn't approve it. More lawsuits for the city of Klamath Falls, I would say.
Yeah, I would say too. More lawsuits for the city of Klamath Falls. Yeah, and the county as well. Okay, you know, it's maybe it's time to start a protest against the city and county for putting a jet in Vets Park over homeless vets on the streets. All that money they spent for just to display something so they can see about trying to get more tourism, all while the vets are sleeping on the streets with no house of their own or a place to call their own. Okay, yeah, it's just shameful. That's all I got to say about that one. I mean, hey, what can you do? I mean, hey, you can basically stand up like I do, and you can do a radio show. You can also write stories on your blog that has over 243,000 views worldwide. You can also do it on your magazine called Voices and see how it goes and see, because there's a lot of people out there that are not too happy. It's like I may be one voice, but I have many voices that stand behind me that are not happy. And this gives them the opportunity to speak out there and say, hey, you can't do that or you shouldn't do that. Maybe only one voice on a radio station or one voice writing an article. But worldwide, it makes a difference if the tourism people don't want to come because the city and the county went ahead and put a jet to encourage tourism, all while forgetting about the vets that are homeless on the streets. So what's more important? A jet sitting in a park where everybody can look at it, or getting housing for the vets that stood up for you and I, okay? Or you and me, however you want to look at it. Correct English. Okay, something to think about, but I will get the word out as well as the radio show and the voices all over town, and do the investigation. And see what the, federal, it's called National Environmental Policy Act. We'll see what they have to say about it. And maybe even a federal judge who will say, hey, you got to remove that jet. And just think of all the money they're going to have to spend removing that jet because they didn't follow the rules and do it correctly. Oh well, City of Klamath Falls, oh well, Klamath County, and all you commissioners, as well as all the city council members, you, if you approved it, you're the one that's going to be in the hot water for it, okay? And maybe time for a recall. For all the city council and the county commissioners, time for new blood. Enough of the old blood, okay? And the career politicians. People are tired of that, okay? So you think about that as the J.G. the Boss late night people's mayor. Because I'm out with the people in Klamath Falls, Oregon. So anyway, continue with more of today's hits, yesterday's favorites. One great song after another on 102.7 FM with J.G. the Boss and Charlie. Isn't that right, Charlie?
Yep, that jet. Oh, boy.
Yep, that jet. Oh, boy. Okay, as we continue right now on 102.7 FM, 18 minutes after the hour, 48 degrees and mostly cloudy in the Klamath Basin on 102.7 FM TNT. KTNT, 102.7 FM, Klamath Falls, Oregon. Hey, TNT, always long sets of your favorites, one set after the other. Late Night with JG the Boss and Charlie, TNT. It's 43 minutes after the hour, or 17 before, on this Sunday, okay, January 28th, 46 degrees and mostly cloudy. Yeah, you know, this is a little situation with the jet in the park, I'm telling you, okay. I don't know if they got their approval from the environmental federal government yet, so we'll see how that works. But there may be a lawsuit And the federal judge can tell them, hey, you got to tear it down, start over. Oh, what about all that money they spent to do that? It could have been spent on the less fortunate homeless vets, but hey, the city has priorities, like tourism over the vets that defended this hall, okay? So, hey, dig your bed or whatever, you make your bed, and you can sleep in it, city of Klamath Falls, as well as the county of Klamath. Just who approved this particular jet in the park, okay? I've sent emails to both the city of Klamath Falls and the county of Klamath as to who approved the jet in the park, and have yet to receive a response. No response yet. But hey, you know, what can I say? No response from either side. So, but yeah, it's still the weekend. They still got some time. As I put out the issue, issue 39, why is the city and the county of Klamath putting a jet in Vets Park with when there are vets on the street with no housing? Why? That's the big question. Why? So we'll see what happens, okay, as the news gets out and about around Klamath Falls on this issue 39 in Voices. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens, okay? Whether it ends up in federal court or not, okay? But hey, what else can be done other than maybe a protest or a recall for these county commissioners as well as the city council? And those that voted yes and those that voted no. So it should be on the record somewhere. And they're just making it harder on me. And if they make it harder on me, I'm going to make it harder on them. The more time they take from me to write this story or get the news out, the more time I'm going to take from them, because it's going to stretch out that much longer. Okay? So I think they better think about it. They need to get some sort of a reply or answer to yours truly. Late Night with JG the Boss and Charlie. It's very simple. TooLateNews@yahoo.com. And if you want to check out the latest stories, all you got to do is go to TooLateNews.blogspot.com. And that's where the Voices magazine issue is posted. Over 243,000 views worldwide. Singapore's biggest fans. And here recently, it's been Ireland and Sweden. Can you believe it? What do you think, Charlie?
Yeah, we got a lot of places we're going to be traveling this summer, huh?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see how that works. Along with the production, Late Night with JG the Boss, still in the works, working on the other details as far as getting the right theater for the presentations and performances, and dealing with Late Night with JG the Boss and all the guests for the first 2 hours, and then the videos and films in the third hour, and then performers in the fourth and final hour, and then of course my special encore performance dealing with Emerson, Lake and Palmer. So stay tuned for that around May, and there will be other festivals for the bands in between before that, so check that out as the announcements come, TBA, okay, as well as for the entries for the videos that will be eight of them for that hour, and there may be other submissions. We'll see how that works to promote people from film producers and directors to bands and them wanting to be recognized and be famous. Okay. Anyway, continue with more of today's hits, yesterday's favorites. One great song after another on 102.7 FM TNT. Black Sabbath, War Pigs. 102.7 FM, Klamath Falls, Oregon. TNT. Our favorites all day long, all night long on KTNT. 102.7 FM, Klamath Falls, Oregon. Late Night with JG the Boss and Charlie TNT. Isn't that right, Charlie?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, we haven't mentioned anything about Voices lately.
That's right, yeah. Just get your stories into Voices at TooLateNews@yahoo.com. It's your chance and opportunity to get your own special issue of Voices where it's your story, and it will be put on the blog, which has over 243,000 views worldwide. And who knows, it can make you famous as a writer as well. If somebody recognizes your work, but you can't get it done if you don't make the effort by sending in the email with your story to TuLateNews@yahoo.com. And it will be on the blog, which is TuLateNews.blogspot.com. So be sure and check that all out. And the main site is TuLateNews.online. So that has all the stories and the information on the Late Night with J.G. the Boss production coming soon, in May sometime, approximately. And then, of course, the band festival, as well as the film festival before that, all right, right here in Klamath Falls, Oregon. So if you have any questions, all you got to do is call 530-708-7852. Once again, that's 530-708-7852. Leave a voicemail or a text, and somebody will get back with you as soon as possible if you have any questions, or even if you have a request for the radio production show here, be sure and leave that message or text. And if it's not in my music library, I'll see if I can find it and play it specially for you. So don't forget, get all that done, okay? Isn't that right, Charlie?
Yeah, that's right. All they gotta do is send in the email to TuLateNews@yahoo.com. That's simple.
That's simple and that easy. No doubt about it. As we continue with more of today's hits, yesterday's favorites, 19 minutes after the hour, 45 degrees and partly cloudy in the Klamath Basin tonight on this Sunday, January 28th, 2024. As we have more of today's hits, yesterday's favorites, like America, Ventura Highway on 102.7 FM, TNT, Klamath Falls, Oregon.
From the heart of the Klamath Basin, you are listening to 102.7 FM with J.G.
102.7, the place for long sets of your favorites, Klamath Falls, Oregon, 102.7 FM, KTNT, Klamath Falls, Oregon, Late Night with J.G. the Boss and Charlie, TNT, KTNT, always long sets of your favorites, one set after the other. Late Night with J.G. the Boss and Charlie, TNT. Yeah, a little bit of a live mic there, but hey. Oh, it happens. I'm doing other things, multitasking, okay, behind the scenes. And, oh, well. What is it? 12 minutes after the hour of 9 p.m. on this Sunday. And I can see the moon outside. All right, that sounds pretty cool. And I can see it. And what do you think, Charlie? Can you see it? You got your glasses?
Yeah, I got my glasses. Oh, wait a minute. I gotta go find them. I'll be right back.
Charlie's always losing something. Anyway, he'll be back for the next break. Maybe. He'll just zoom around the room for a while, okay? Or float. Whatever voices do. Anyway, good to have you along. I'll even with a hot mic for a while, but hey. I'm working on other things behind the scenes at the same time, so hey, nobody's perfect. I know I'm not. What about you? All right. So, doing a bit of Facebook stuff, sharing things, and then catching up with the links, keeping things going, and a radio broadcast at the same time without trying to make any mistakes. But hey, it happens. Anyway, what's the main topic? Yeah, the main topic is what? I'll tell you what it is. It's the new Voices issue, 39. Why is the city and county of Klamath putting a jet in Vets Park where there are vets on the streets with no housing? Why are they doing that? I mean, I know there was a big battle about the property with the Wing Watchers and the grassy area there. But to tear up the amphitheater to put a jet there for tourism. Oh, how fine and dandy is that? And then want their names on it as far as, hey, we approved this. We're the ones who made this happen. Well, I haven't seen any approval yet. I'm still looking for it. in the minutes from the agendas from both the city as well as from the county. And I send emails and we'll see if I get a response of any kind, which will save me time, because if it was approved by the environmental federal organization, then hey, then shouldn't be a problem. But if it hasn't been, there's going to be some problems in federal court, because they just may have to remove that jet that they spent all the money on, $300,000 to put that jet in Vets Park. $300,000 would have gone a long ways to help who? Vets. That's right. I repeat, vets who are homeless and could use housing. That $300,000 could have been a down payment or whatever else on a building to help vets. But no, let's put a jet in the park and be hunky dory, okay, and all patriotic. Yeah, rah, rah, rah. Why, the very vets that basically put their lives on the line, that's how you treat them, by continually to let them sleep on the streets? No, that doesn't fly. Neither is that jet in Vets Park. As we continue at 15 minutes after the hour, 43 degrees and clear, as Charlie looks for his glasses. He'll find them. He always does. He'll just float around the room until he sees them. Well, of course, if he doesn't have any glasses on, he won't be able to see, huh? You figure it out. Anyway, continue with more of today's hits and yesterday's favorites. 102.7 FM with Late Night JG the Boss and Charlie. And coming soon in May, we'll be in production with that program, as well as the video and film artist and other performers, and the festivals that will be lined up soon, and then my trip to Reading next month. That's around the corner on the 14th to the 18th to get lined up for the tours and when I finish my book up from here. So stay tuned to all of that. It's coming soon. Well, not real soon, but within the next couple months. How's that? As we continue right now, 102.7 FM with JG the Boss and Charlie. TNT, Lion Eyes, the Eagles on 102.7 FM from the Falls, Oregon. TNT.
From the heart of the Klamath Basin, you are listening to 102.7 FM with JJJJ the Boss.
Your favorites all day long, all night long, on KTNT 102.7 FM, Klamath Falls, Oregon. Late Night with JG the Boss, yeah, and Charlie, TNT. Yeah, it's about 5 minutes before the top of the hour, and you're listening to the place for long favorites, your... we'll try that again, huh? How about the place for long sets of your favorites, Klamath Falls, Oregon, KTNT 102.7 FM, Late Night with JG the Boss and Charlie, legal ID now. Okay, hey, nobody's perfect. I'm working on other things and I have a lot of things on my mind, so hey, we all do. So anyway, good to have you along, and this jet in the park. A few people were not too happy about it. It may end up in federal court, okay? And they'll get it all placed in there, and then they'll get an order from the courts, the federal courts, to take it out. And that will cost the city and the county a lot of money. And just think, all the money they spent to put it in there and the money they're going to may have to spend to take it out of there, they could have used it to help the vets that are homeless right now. But no, let's put this jet up in the park where, we can draw tourism, okay? Yeah, so what are they thinking about? Are they thinking about the vets or are they thinking about the tourists? You tell me, okay? It sounds more like that they're more concerned about the tourist and getting their name on some plaque or something or other to where, hey, look what I did. I got the jet in the park, okay, and blah, 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 and look what, No. And then there's the people out there that, it's patriotism or whatever else. No, it's not. It's a bunch of people that are wanting to make money off of the U.S. military and a jet sitting in a park to bring tourism to Klamath Falls and to Klamath County. That's what it's about. It's not about patriotism of any kind. It's not about the vets. It's about the God Almighty dollar. That's what it's about. Okay? So, think about it. Putting it on the amphitheater to where the amphitheater can no longer be used in the park because of some brain child's idea thinking that putting a jet in Betts Park would draw tourism. That's what it's all about. It's about money. It's anyway, you know, whoever supported that idea. And did it even get approved by the environmental federal agency yet? I doubt it. So the city just went ahead and took it upon themselves along with the county and said, hey, let's do it. Let's spend that COVID money, okay? I'm putting a jet in the park that will benefit tourism, Klamath Falls, Klamath County. Well, that's not helping the vets now, is it? But it's sitting in Vets Park. Oh, yeah, hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. I think you need to rethink that one, City of Klamath Falls and Klamath County, as we hear the sirens in the background. I live up in Fifton High, so it's a regular route for the fire engines and the EMTs. Anyway, it's the top of the hour here, almost 1 minute away, 42 degrees and clear in the Klamath Basin, as we continue with more today's hits, yesterday's favorites, Supertramp, Take the Long Way Home. Yeah, I do that sometimes too. I take the long way home when I'm out and about. But yeah, that's what we all do sometimes, I guess, take the long way home when we don't want to go there. But yeah, my safe zone's just fine. I'm doing just fine. So are you, I hope. At almost 10 p.m. here in the Klamath Basin, probably a few seconds away, but hey, it's close enough. Good to have you along on 102.7 FM, Klamath Falls, Oregon, TNT. Straight up and down, 10 o'clock now. So, yeah, enjoy the music, and thanks for being here, and thanks for listening on 102.7 FM, Supertramp, Take the Long Way Home, TNT. 102.7 FM, Klamath Falls, Oregon. Long since of your favorites on KTNT 102.7 FM, Late Night with JJ the Boss and Charlie, TNT. Yeah, I've been thinking about something else. I may rearrange my production a little bit. Late Night with JJ the Boss. That's the thing I like sometimes when I play the music. I get a chance to think about the different projects I'm working on and the people that basically I'm involved with as well. Some things are going to change here, okay? I'm not going to continue doing what I've done for some of these people out here in the community. It's just not going to happen anymore. If they don't have enough respect to basically help assist me in what I'm doing, I don't need to assist them in what they're doing. Nor do I need to report on it. Nor do I need to stop by and say hello. Nor do I need to do any of those things except for what I'm doing. My priorities first. And if you have a question or you would like to make a comment, you can call 530-708-7852. Leave a message, voicemail, or text. Or you can email me at 28news@yahoo.com. Because I'm going to change things around a little bit. And I'm still going to work on basically getting the information out on Jet on the Stick, okay? And the city's approval and the county's approval for tourism. It's not for the vets. It's for tourism. And they need to start telling the truth instead of lying about the reason why they want to put that jet in the park, okay? It has nothing to do with veterans. It has to do with the God Almighty dollar, and let's get the tourism in here. That's what it has to do. So they need to start being honest, because I'm going to pull the rug out from underneath them I'm going to get the feds in here, and they're going to investigate it to see whether that's environmentally sound as far as that jet being in the park. Vets Park, that is actually more or less owned by the government. It's not owned by the city of Tulalip, city of Klamath Falls, or Tulalip must be on my mind. Anyway, or the county. It belongs to the vets, all right? So you're going to put a jet in there thinking you're doing the hoorah, 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 you know, and patriotism. No, it's all about the Chamber of Commerce and getting that God Almighty dollar in tourism right here in Klamath Falls as well as the county. So, yeah, we'll see how that works, all right? Because for one person, I make a difference. And that's all it takes sometimes is one person to make a difference. And I'm going to be working on my book soon. It's going to be out there for sale, along with my radio shows. I've taken some of them down so that you can no longer listen to them. And then the website doesn't upload the whole broadcast anyway, so it really doesn't matter. You can go ahead and download it all you want, but you're not going to get the whole original radio broadcast. But good luck. Yeah, as well as my postcards. Those will be out and about. And then the back issues of the different things from TNT to the Klamath County Record and Voices. So, but if you want to get your stories out there, all you got to do is simply email at tunicnews@yahoo.com. And then, you know, your story will be out there on a issue, hard copy, as well as on the blog, 243,000 views worldwide. I was looking at a website a while ago. You know, the different countries, you know, where, hey, I don't have to stay here. Especially if this election turns out on the bad side of things, I'm not going to stick around for that nutcase control freak Trump. Okay, I'm just not going to do it. He can destroy the United States all he wants. I don't have to be here to see it happen. But anyway, we're going to continue at 31 minutes after the hour, 29 before, on 102.7 FM with J.G. the Boss. And Charlie, isn't that right, Charlie? Did you find your glasses, Charlie?
Yeah, I found them. They were under my pillow.
Oh, what'd you put them under your pillow for?
Well, I put them under there because I was thought I'd remember where they were.
You thought you'd remember where they were by putting them underneath your pillow. Okay, Charlie. We'll see how that works. Do voices even sleep on a pillow? I guess you do. You're the only voice that sleeps on a pillow. Did you know that, Charlie?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, 102.7 FM. Yeah, about a little bit of John Lennon and Imagine on 102.7 FM, Klamath Falls, Oregon, TNT. Momentarily, there we go, in just a moment. KTNT, 102.7 FM, Klamath Falls, Oregon. John Lennon and Imagine. TNT.
From the heart of the Klamath Basin, you are listening to 102.7 FM with J.G. The Boss.
Place for long sets of your favorites, Klamath Falls, Oregon, KTNT, 102.7 FM, Late Night with J.G. The Boss and Charlie, TNT. Long sets of your favorites on KTNT, 102.7 FM, TNT, Late Night with J.G. The Boss, and Charlie, TNT. Yeah, isn't that right, Charlie?
Yes, indeedy, it is. So we're on the last hour, huh?
Yep, this is the last hour of the 6 p.m. till midnight on 102.7 FM, KTNT, Klamath Falls, Oregon. 18 minutes after the hour and 43 degrees and clear in the Klamath Basin. Yeah, I've been thinking, you know, rethinking a few things, okay, about my Late Night with JG the Boss. There might be a few changes, as well as lineup as to, you know, casting is concerned as well. If you're not excited enough to be part of it, then hey, why should I have you be part of it? And if you're not excited enough to basically be more committal, I don't even know if that's a word, and committing, you know, and making excuses for different things, yeah, I don't have time for that anymore either. As well as the Jet in the Park, okay? I'm going to be getting the information out about the Jet in the Park, or as some call it, the Jet on a Stick, and see if it lasts, because it's just all about tourism. It's not about the vets. And I will write about that. I will let it be known about that all the way to the Chamber of Commerce. They're not doing it for the vets. They're doing it for to bring in income for the tourism of Klamath Falls and Klamath County. So that will be brought out in the upcoming articles that will be coming out soon in the first part of next month. So one article at a time, more or less, okay? And yeah, so that's something for you to think about. And if you're concerned or would like to voice your opinion, all you got to do is call 530-708-7852, leave a voicemail, or email me at twinlakenews@yahoo.com, and we'll discuss or talk about your opinion of what you think about the Jet out of the Stick and the Vets Park. All right, so hey, something to think about. And don't forget about the blog, which is twinlakenews.blogspot.com, as well as the main website, twinlakenews.online. So be sure and check out all those things, and the other auditions coming up, as well as festivals and what have you. So we'll see how it all works and comes together. For Late Night with JG the Boss, and of course finishing up my book up from here, book two, and it'll be on sale shortly, okay? As well as you'll be able to purchase soon the postcards for the pictures I've taken over the years, as well as the radio shows. They'll be available too, because slowly but surely I'm taking all the radio shows off line, off the domain, and you'll only be able to listen to them in replay as far as if you purchase a copy. So, you had it free for quite a while, and it's time to start paying for the services that I've been putting out for others for free for years. Okay, I like to have a better life too, just like a lot of other people. And money don't mean nothing to me, but, you know, it'd be nice to have a nice house with a dog and a yard and a few other things along the way, like everybody else. I've been working a lot of years, a lot of decades, actually, to get where I'm at now. Anyway, continuing at 22 minutes after the hour, right here, 42 degrees and clear in the Klamath Basin, as we continue with more of today's hits, yesterday's favorites, one great song after another. Isn't that right, Charlie?
Yes, one great song after another. No talk. Music, JG.
Yep. No talk. Music, JG. As we continue against the wind, right here on 102.7 FM TNT.
From the heart of the Klamath Basin, you are listening to 102.7 FM with JJ the Boss. From the heart of the Klamath Basin, you are listening to 102.7 FM with JJ the Boss.
TNT, always long sets of your favorites, once after another. Late Night with JG the Boss and Charlie TNT. Well, it was about 10 minutes before the top of the hour. It was good to have you along on this broadcast from 6 p.m. until midnight. and we're almost there. Okay. So thanks for being here and thanks for listening. But don't forget, get on a stick. In Vets Park, it's all about money. It's all about tourism. It's not about the vets. And we'll see if the city answers my emails, and we'll see if the county does. And if they're quiet about it, it means they're hiding something. Think about it. If they don't want to basically make it easier for everybody to know the truth about their approval, what are they hiding? Could it be they know they're doing something that they're not supposed to be doing? And they didn't get the approval from the environmental survey or whatever that is that they need to do in order to put that jet in the park? Okay, well, we'll see as time goes on. In the meantime, I'm restructuring a few other things with Late Night with JJ the Boss, rethinking a few things. The auditions will be coming up soon. The announcements for that, for the cast that want to be part of the production, that may travel, or maybe recast in each of the cities. So we'll see how that all works out as well. As well as the band festival in the works as well. And then, of course, all the films that will be presented during the production, the third hour, and then the finale. And the rest will be history, okay? Oh, yeah. So anyway, we'll see you next time. Have a great, wonderful Monday work day tomorrow. And stay tuned to 102.7 FM, KTNT, Klamath Falls, Oregon. Late Night with JG the Boss. And all you got to do is call 530-708-7852. Leave a message or text. And be sure to check out the main site, TuLakeNews.online, or the blog, TuLakeNews.blogspot.com. We'll see you next time. Tell everybody goodbye, Charlie.
See you later, everybody. Bye-bye.
Yep, we'll see you next time. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Faison. You are listening to 102.7 FM with Jay.